Capital. This is Stacy.
Hey, it's Ruben. I think I figured out something that might help you.
What's that?
I do not believe they collect sales tax in Nevada. I just read their invoice. No. Uh-huh. As the way that I read it is that they collect it in a lot of states, but not Nevada. So I think what I want to do is present this as, hey, look, blah, here you go. What do you think? I don't think they collect in Nevada.
Where do you see? I'm looking at you said it's on their invoice?
Yeah, so if you go to just search for sales tax, and you'll see the very bottom terms and conditions, you'll see all the states that they say they're in. So I think the way that I would want to handle this deal is present this guy terms and say, hey, look, here's some great terms. What do you think? What do you think? X, Y, and Z. And then get a contract signed. And if they hit us at the end with an exemption for certificate, I can just go back to the customer and say, hey, look, we didn't know their sales tax. And at the end of the day, it's his responsibility.
Right, if it's an EFA, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ask credit if this is the full price and there's no sales tax on it, then and we can do it as an EFA if they can adjust that.
Can I also ask you one other quick thing?
Mm-hmm.
So this deal is 4 points or 6 points due to the size?
Six is max on anything over 75.
We want to get a big deal on the board for you guys. If we drop our points, can we get a lower buy rate? Could we do 799 and just max it at 5.5 or 4? We want to give this guy, you know, we're not going to max him out. He's in a returning customer. And I know that there's going to be...
7.99 and 4 points max?
Four or five, whatever's easiest. I'd rather get the guy a good deal and say, take the deal.
Okay, let me go see what they say.
Gracias.
All right, talk to you
later.
Bye.